Everybody, this is Ronald Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do another show with Sample Healings, talk about the Lightship. And if I can get my fast chat up here, we'll be able to answer some of your questions. So do come on, and I'm still waiting. My line here is kind of slow on the internet. So anyway, I'll talk about the Lightship briefly here for the people who are new online. The Creation Lightship, if you were to take that and go to the Bible, and take out the word Father that Jesus talked about and replace it with Creation Lightship, you get a much better view of what's actually happening. The Lightship comes every 2,000 years, and the Lightship is what Jesus used for his healings and also his information for the Ascension teachings that he did 2,000 years ago. Just as in this time right now, this is the venue for it. So the Lightship does instantaneous healings, and it's all geared to eliminate the densities out of your body. And the densities are from your ancestors' judgments. Remember, we're continuously recycling the energies in us from our ancestors' judgments. This is all of our past lives. So we have two basic past lives. Typically, you have your spirit going into other bodies, other life forms like ourselves here, physical bodies. And that's one type of energy. And then the other one is what you're living with now, which is what you're really dealing with, which is your physical body. And the physical body stores all these judgments from the past. So we're like a walking judgment factory. And all of our issues that we have today are, say, New Age terms, the learning lessons, etc., is from the judgments of our ancestors coming forward in this lifetime. So the New Age teachings, typically what they tell you is that your thoughts control your reality. And it is nice to have good thoughts, but the thoughts are really from your ancestors. That's their belief system. And these thoughts come forward, and those thoughts, in a sense, bring energies to you of other people, which is for your body to heal. So you want to go through the healing process very easily. And we don't normally get this information brought to us on a conscious level, so we go through the school of hard knocks. And eventually, as you get older, naturally, we end up in the hospital and we die of an illness because we did not understand the conditions that were brought to us by our ancestors of their judgments. So the Lightship is creation energy itself. And I'll try to describe this to you for the newcomers here. In our terminology down here on the earth plane, we use the word God energy. Well, the God energy is the same energy that we have in collective consciousness. This is the thoughts that we normally bring to us. We're like in a thought pool of energy. And these thoughts are extraterrestrial energies that they're allowing us to perceive and to connect with. And these extraterrestrial energies brought us our God type of religions that you worship, maybe have sacrificed people and things to, animals, etc. So this is all the energy in duality. And the ETs brought us that so that we could actually separate ourselves because they wanted to take our emotional trauma energy, which is what they live on. So they separated us from our own divinity, which is our spirit inside of ourselves. This is why Jesus in his teachings, if you just take the basic foundation of what he stated, was not to go outside of yourself. And he knew about the traps and these ET involvements, ET cordings, planetary energies, etc., that would take you away from your own divinity. So this is why he said the kingdom is inside of you. Don't go outside of yourself. So once you fully understand that and can kind of connect the dots, in this show we try to get the dots connected for you so you can start to use the mind of your heart instead of the mind between your head, which is your mind of the mass consciousness, to get out of that, say, ego self, if you want to use that term, and to connect more with your own divinity. This is what you need to do. And this energy that you connect with inside of your heart will never allow darkness to you, where the mind will say between your ears will allow the darkness to come into you, and then you get off into the preconceived energy pools of the extraterrestrials and the negativity and the harm and the trauma and the pain and the suffering that they're giving us. So going another step further here, connecting the dots, the ETs have brought us the conditions of this planet here, They brought us the atomic bomb, warfare, all these nice things we'll say that we really would not wish to even have, but they brought us into duality, which is separation from the divine, which is in you. And they want us to pray outside of ourselves to some energy that is not of the divine, but they tell us that it is. So I use the term, like I said on many shows before, when you pray, P-R-A-Y, then you are at pray, P-R-E-Y, to the energy that you're praying to. So for the newcomers, you may go, hold it, what's he talking about here? Is he being sacrilegious? What is this here? Well, if you just look at this situation, and you realize that when you start connecting to energies that you know nothing about outside of yourself, you're going to wind up in trouble. This is why Jesus fully told you not to go outside to connect within. So what happens is when you're in your heart center will never allow you to have negative energy come to you. Once you're in your heart center, it's very, very peaceful, and there's no negativity there. And your heart being the energy, your spirit of the divine, which is what you're connected to, will not allow darkness to come into you, or the mind inside of your head will. So the basic problem is you want to get out of the mind in our head and go into our heart. And then you're dealing with heart consciousness versus the force of will, the mind energy. And the force of will is the same thing under the same umbrella as voodoo and witchcraft and everything like that. And these controlling energies are what people use and the ETs use to control you. So we're really under a lot of massive mind control here. And it's very hard for people to have a clear thought because of the extraterrestrial involvement along with our Earth-based involvements here in the last, say, maybe 50 years or so with the electronic energies. So before that, they were still here. And remember, Jesus said on the cross, forgive them for they don't know what they do. Basically, what that is the mind-controlling energies and also entities. And entities are the emotional bodies of people who passed on that keep recycling around us over and over and over again. They come into us. They cause addictions. So if you look at anybody and their eyes are glossed over, you know that you're not talking to the spirit in that person because the spirit looks out of your eyes. This is why sometimes if you see people with sunglasses on, you have a really difficult time communicating with them. You keep looking, trying to look through that that colored glass, and you wonder who you're really talking to. Are you talking to a robot or are you talking to the person? So if you want to just try that as an experiment, have somebody put some sunglasses on, you're going to feel very uncomfortable because you're not connecting to the divinity of who they are when you look into their eyes. And some people who are like possessed, we'll say, will have the dark over eyes and glazed over, and you're going to notice that you do feel uncomfortable when you deal with them. So we'll do some entity clearing now. So again, I said entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. This is also termed spirits. Normally the spirit that resides with you in your heart center looks out of your eyes. So that's all that's available to look out of your eyes. These entities cannot because they need your life force energy to live off of, and they cannot look out of your eyes because you're not able to do that with that frequency. So here we go. We're going to do an entity release from you. And again, to feel the validation, you might just want to sit back and relax. And as I start releasing these from you, you're going to feel your body maybe get a little bit lighter. And then as we bring more of your spirit energy to you, you will feel denser, only because when your spirit arrives, you become denser. So here we go. And I release some entities, and they're now coming out of you. We'll start with the bottom of your feet. And we'll work your way up to your knees and up to your hips here. And here we go. And again, you're going to start to sense energies changing. Now, entities can attach to your conscious mind, and they can also attach to your body where you have physical pain. Remember, these entities, according to their last life experience in a body, that's imprinted heavily on them. So if an entity has a car accident, and maybe they die because of a broken neck, that the physical body dies, well, that entity has a broken neck. So now it's looking around for people who have a neck problem. So maybe that happens to you and you end up in a hospital. Well, all of a sudden you might have a couple thousand entities with broken necks coming to you because they know about that pain that you're suffering and they resonate to it instantly. So now you pick up 1,000 entities that are not you, and you wonder why you have all this extra pain. Once they release, the pain may go away, and or they may actually give you a condition that gets imprinted into your body. So here we go. We're just releasing more of these from you now. And just sit back and relax. You might want to ask your spirit. Remember, these healings work with your spirit energy. So your spirit needs to be healed also. So ask your spirit to help you in this process. Some people like to put their hand on a certain area of their body to indicate to themselves, to your spirit, that you want to have healing there. So just do that, if you would. Okay. Okay, here we go. Now we're working up above your waist area. And again, you may feel energies moving inside of your body as the entities get released. And like I said, we can have thousands of these here. I had one person call me up a long time ago. He says, "Ron, I was told I had an entity, and it's haunting me." And I said, "Well, you have probably definitely more than one." But the person was really freaked out because they thought they had something that was possessing them. Well, we have lots of these things. So each time you hurt yourself, when your spirit leaves you, because it cannot take the pain and suffering, remember, it's like kind of looking at a puzzle, okay? And so just picture a puzzle of you standing the same way you looked maybe on the wall, and there's a million pieces to it. And let's say that you look on the puzzle and you hurt your knee, the right knee, for instance. Well, all the little pieces there in that right knee may have left you, and because of the pain and the trauma that your body is experiencing. And so right away, what comes in there? Entities. So all of a sudden now your right knee is filled full of entities. And naturally, unless you release them out of your right knee, they're going to stay there. And they may like to stay there anyway because they like the pain. And now if they slowly move up through your puzzle up to your conscious mind, they'll start to work with you and bring into you their lifestyle. And it could be a wonderful lifestyle, but it's not you. Or it could be one full of addictions, which you don't want. And all of a sudden, you start doing strange things in your life, and naturally, you don't want to do that. And this is how we get addictions. I often wonder where the word spirit came from when you go to bars. They talk about spirits. Well, is that spirits that hang out in bars? It could be. I don't know. I never really looked at the true definition, but it makes sense to me that when you use the word spirit, you get intoxicated, and then you do draw spirits to you, ones that like to drink. And if you do go to a bar and that happens to you, remember the spirit's only along for the ride because it wants to have the experience of drinking alcohol. And maybe after you have, say, 10 drinks or something and you're pretty polluted and it doesn't want to be with you any longer, it'll find somebody else to go into. Remember, it was drinking the drink as it wanted to do that. So it's forcing your body to drink. It leaves you and you're still intoxicated. It doesn't care what happens to you. Has no responsibility for your body. It goes into somebody else and makes them drink more. But you're responsible for your body. But your spirit left you because it can't be conscious in your mind. Remember, it's there to talk to you. And it's there to connect with your, maybe we'll call it your lower self, your awakening thoughts that you have. And if it can't do that, there's no reason for it to be with you because it doesn't deal with that energy. So it doesn't want to deal with negativity. So it's not going to be with you. Now, once you get sober, then it will come back in. And then you are responsible. Your body is responsible for its actions that night before. And it is there now to try to help you pick up the pieces of what you did during that night. Naturally, it's there to help you. So here we go. We're working on our neck now. And we're moving up here. There we go. And now working to the top of your head. So I'm going to bring back the parts of you now that left in pain and trauma. We'll bring back what we can bring back. So we're going to go back and do some healing on these spirits of fragments of yours. And there, you know, could be hundreds if not thousands of them. Could be billions, but we'll just do what we can do here. Remember, the light only works in the now. So in each now moment in our time, parts of you leave. And there's many, many moments. And we have to take them and now release their energies from them so that they can come back to you, because they won't come back with the pain and the trauma. That's why they left to begin with. So they're actually injured, and they're hurt, they're in trauma. We have to clear that out of them so that you can come back more fully into your body. So I'm going to count to 10 as you come in, and these parts that left you know how to come back to your body, and so I don't really indicate how they're going to come in. They could come in through your crown chakra, through your heart. They could walk into you, and it's up to them to do that. So here we go. I have a comment on the fast chat that someone felt chills as they left their body with these entities, which is great. So here we go. Coming back in, and I'll count to 10 to command the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So here we go. You should feel your body getting heavier now as you come into your body. I'm going to do a little exercise here to help you connect more to your body. Remember, your spirit doesn't necessarily want to be here. If you ask anybody, like on my workshops and lectures, and I say, how many people want to be here on the earth plane? Most people, if I ask for a raise of hands, I see none, and which is because most people don't want to actually be here because of the pain and trauma. And they're really probably expressing the wish of their spirit, okay? So because of that, most spirits do not want to go below your waist. And which when that happens, you don't have healing there. So remember, the spirit wants to hop out quickly, so it wants to get out as soon as it can. Maybe it leaves through your crown chakra, so it may not even want to go past your heart. It wants to get the quickest way out. So what we're going to do is bring your spirit into the bottom of your feet. So I do not recommend going out of your body at all, but we're going to do this exercise here where you will be out momentarily, and you will be protected by the light ship. So what we're going to do is just take you in and out many times. And if you're very sensitive here, you're going to feel yourself getting dizzy a little bit at first, but it'll be okay. So here we go. So we're going to come out and in, and coming into the bottom of your feet, and going up ankles, knees, waist, and again, coming out and in, 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 out and in. You may feel your legs getting very heavy. They might be tingling. If they're tingling, that's an indication to you that your spirit now is helping to heal your body. Out and in, 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 and out and in. There. So feel your body. You should feel like maybe you weigh about 50 pounds heavier. If you've been out of your body, you won't feel the sensation. You may feel more dense, and the reason why you feel dense is because you're making that spiritual connection. Remember, when you're out of your body, you're very light. When you're in your body, your spirit's there to help protect you and to do physical healings with you, along with being able here to hopefully connect with you so you can do the wonderful creations of light in your heart center to bring forth that information of the mind of your heart instead of using the mind inside of your head, which is the dark side energies, the ET energies. So that's the difference here. So I'll just let everybody experience this here for a minute. I'll just put you on hold here. We'll bring in the energy from the light beam. So if you're brand new to the program, you want to click on in Station 1, Creation Lightship Healing. You can go to today's day, click on it, and then scroll down. You're going to see a light beam there about an inch or so on your monitor screen. And we're going to energize her right now. This will be some female energies from the lightship coming in. These are light beams. And this is not ET energy. This is actual creation energy coming in to help you. So watch the light beam, and you may want to blink your eyes maybe every 10 seconds or so. And what normally happens is you're going to see the rays of light around the forehead change. The aura is going to change. You may see the eyes become brighter. and the picture itself will become more three-dimensional. Here we go. Being activated now. Here we go. Beautiful. Okay, I'll just give you some silence here. Just kind of sit back and relax and just see how your body's feeling. Like I said, if you're in your body more fully, you should feel heavier. And an indication is your body may be heating up and you may have tingles going through it. So I'll see you back in about a minute. Okay, so we're going to do a chakra alignment for everybody. And nothing for you to do. Remember, these are lightship healings. They're instantaneous. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So for the newcomers, you may think, well, what do I have to do here? Do I have to position my body right? Do I have to uncross my legs? No, it makes no difference. Lightship doesn't have that protocol where you have to have a certain belief system or have a certain religious belief or way that your body works. All it needs you to do is just show up. So here we go. We're going to go to your heart center. And your chakras go out of alignment and become out of alignment only because of mind energy. Remember, this is psychic attack energy, force of will from other people, other extraterrestrials transmitting this mind control to you, the planets, etc. So we'll do some sample healings a little bit later on here of these energies so you can actually see how it feels to be released from some of these here. We're going to go to your heart center, reposition that in your body. And we'll just say that you had a bad relationship today with someone. It could even be your mate, and you feel hurt and angry with them. And so what happens is your heart chakra will probably turn because it doesn't want to go through any more trauma. So this is like a self-defense mechanism for you. So we're going to reposition that so that you don't actually cause harm to your body and the organs that it's connected to. So heart chakra is in alignment. And it can spin around different directions. Go to your throat chakra. Wonderful. And third eye. There we go. Going down now. Below the heart to your power chakra, the solar plex area. There we go. Second chakra from the navel. There we go. And first chakra, this is your end of your tailbone here. So for the people who wonder what the chakras are, just basically what you have is the first chakra is kind of how you view life here, maybe survival. Second chakra is your creativity, could be sexuality, I'll just use the word creativity. Your third chakra, solar plex area, that's kind of your power center in your body. Naturally, the heart is heart energy, love energy. That's number four. Number five is your throat, how you communicate to people, maybe speaking your truth. And then naturally, you know, your third eye is how you view the psychic information, intuition, etc. So that's kind of the basics on that. So what we're going to do next is the mind to heart drop. And this will get you heart-centered. This you should be doing daily on yourself, probably more than one time. You can use this exercise here if you wish. It's very simple. So we're going to take your awakening consciousness, the thoughts inside of your head, the mind chatter, etc., and drop that down to your heart. So just think of an elevator. This could be called your ego self, many words that you could use here. But you want to become heart-centered, so whatever that means to you. So we'll just use the 10th floor of the elevator as being, say, between on your forehead, between your ears, where you hear those words coming to you. And the first floor is your heart center. So I'm going to drop you down like an elevator, and your spirit's helping to do this process here. So here we go, dropping down. So I'll command the energy. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And dropping down some more. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There, you should feel pretty good now. So let's let you stay in your heart center. If you notice, the way you know that you're there is that when you think a thought right now, it'll be in your chest cavity versus between your ears. So just stay there. You're in connection with your spirit now, and you're actually out of time. Linear time goes away when you're in your heart. So I'll just leave you in silence here for a short time here. And we'll drop you down some more for those who are maybe not quite there. You might be on number 9 or 10 instead of 10. So here we go, dropping down some more. You might feel the energy actually move down your body. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, I'll give you some more silence here. You should feel very, very peaceful right now. Okay, I had a question on the fast chat here, one about jealousy. So I guess people are wondering how they can deal with jealousy if other people are talking about them. It's a good question. What I would say is just to find out maybe what issues you have about jealousy. You can get them released out of your body. This is why I do the emotional healing for people. We'll do a sample of this here. The main thing is just allow those energies to go through you. Don't lock into them. Don't tie into them. Don't grab them as they go by. Just see them go by and through you. And this is the best way to deal with life, is just to allow people's judgments not to attach to you. This is the whole process. Once you talk about someone, they're in the room with you. And the more you talk about them, the more their energy is going to be courting to you. So, and you'll also be courting to them. So don't discuss people. This is the main thing to do. Just know that you're, you know, living your life according to the way you want to, and don't allow people to interact with you in a negative way. This is your own choice. And we'll do an emotional healing now, and you're going to be able to see how these energies get released from you instantly. So this is an emotional healing, and I'll go back 5 days in your life. And these are samples. These are 100% complete, but the light chip can only do about an 80% job on you, because they have to do your whole lifetime for the complete emotional healing. And that starts from whenever I do the healing on someone in the present moment. If the light only works in the now, everything that's not in the now is not of the light. So you might want to write that down for the newcomers. This is where you get your predictions and everything else. And I'll talk about that after this healing here. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. This is how quick and fast these healings work. If you're trying to figure out what I'm saying in the mind, don't even bother because light beings are doing this for you. You can never figure this out. It's so much work being done behind the scenes that our minds will not even conceive what's happening. I'll do a feeling body. This is like the other side of the coin. It's a different body than the emotional body. And I'll just describe these bodies. We have invisible bodies that are used or placed around us from the earth spirit to protect the physical body from negative events and psychic attacks from other people. And the ETs, we'll call it, okay? So these energies that come to us that cause us negativity that finally leak into our body is what actually kills us. But these bodies are in place, and they keep absorbing all of these situations from us so that we're not affected by them. And then when they get overloaded and they start leaking, spilling over and into our physical body, and this actually causes illness. So the feeling body is another one. Some people don't work in the feeling body. They work mainly in the emotions. And then I have people who I do the emotional clearing on. They go, I didn't feel anything at all, hardly. I do the feeling body and go, oh, my God, this really feels great. Shouldn't use oh, my God, because that's connecting to the negative ET energy. So we'll just say, oh, my gosh, okay? So here we go. Feeling body. 6 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And now we'll do one which normally helps the men quite a bit. Some men don't work with the emotions or the feelings. Maybe they had a beaten out of them when they're younger. Maybe they weren't taught that. Maybe their body doesn't work with those energies, even though it does get affected by them. So they're kind of unknown to it. When I do healings on males, typically I don't expect any kind of result on the emotional or feeling body as I work with them because I know that they don't live there. So typically when I do this clearing on a man, I might get 1 out of 100 who actually sense or feel the energies. Now the mental one is completely different. Men feel the mental energies normally. And naturally women do too. So here we go, mental body. 5 days ago cleared. This is like deprogramming maybe like a new hard drive in your computer, like system restore. So here we go, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'll do a sample of the sensory body. And the sensory body is how your physical body senses the earth energies here. And again, these are invisible bodies that you probably know nothing about, but they're there around you. And I also do whole life clearings on these. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And I'll do a trauma body. Normally the emotional body takes care of the trauma body, although there are people who have like a black cloud around their head. Stuff happens to them daily because of their past genetic programming. Remember, this is your genetic disposition of your ancestors. They gave you this gift of all your traumas. You're dealing with it now in this lifetime because your body wants to heal it. Otherwise, it's going to die of traumas. So it brings these traumas to you. Nothing to do with you. You know, you could be a wonderful person, and you wonder why this stuff keeps happening to you. This is because of your ancestors' programming. So here we go, trauma body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a pain body. There's, again, people who lived with pain in their life. Remember, if you don't clean out these bodies, they're still going to be with you. And you're going to be recycling over and over and over again these conditions. Remember, history repeats itself. Why? Because the body wants to get well. So if you had a problem when you were 3 years of age and you didn't clean out your body, which you probably have not done, it's going to still have pain in it, and you're going to be suffering somewhere in your body of that pain. And eventually it could reoccur again with the same situation. And at that point, you're going to have a problem with your body. So here we go, pain body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So all these healings that I do, there's many of them. We have it up on the site here on BBS if you want to click on it. I believe it works now. And it'll give you a listing of the different healings that the Lightship can do for you. Most of these healings require 1 hour of time, and that's all that it takes, and they're done. Remember, these are all mind energies that have attached to you given to us by our wonderful Galactic Federation, and you could use the Galactic Federation of Light, our ET brothers and sisters, who have brought us into duality to separate you from your spiritual identity inside of your heart. And these mind energies are what we're dealing with, and these are all judgment energies. So we're going to do another clearing here, and we're going to go and do a sampling of the planetary energies. Now, the planetary energies are energies that cord your physical body. And we know about a few of them here, just a handful, which is your astrological chart. I call that your horoscope. So people say, gee, Ron, I don't think we live on a prison planet here like you say, and I don't believe that we're mind-controlled here because I have free will. Well, look at your natal chart. What does that tell you? It tells you what your life's going to be like. And people go, well, yeah, I guess that could be true. I say, well, why do you have that? Say, well, I don't know. Well, because the ETs programmed you to live a certain way, a certain lifestyle, and to go through different learning experiences according to their will. So this is a predetermined path for you. When I do these clearings on people, it takes you out of that mind control loop. So you can actually express yourself more freely and get out of the situations and the mind control of the ETs. Now, the planetary clearing is what's corded into your physical body. So if you feel like you have a lack of energy, you feel exhausted sometimes, that's because these ET energies of the planets are taking away your vital life force energy from you, and they also control your life. Remember, look at your natal chart. Read the horoscope each day. It'll tell you how they're planning to have your life get run by them. Remember, there's no free choice when you're in mind control. So here we go. I've released you out of 10 planets. Like I said, there's thousands of them. And this is just 10 of them. And I'd like you to concentrate and maybe feel, sense, whatever you do there, a physical problem that you're dealing with. And here we go. First planet released. Second released. Third released. Fourth released. Fifth released. Sixth released. Seventh released. Eighth released. 9 released, 10 released. There we go. Now I'm going to do a few more for you just to give you an effect here. So first, do a sampling here and just see how you feel. Check out your body. Remember, your spirit has your answers. Okay. And here we go. Number 11 released, 12 released, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. So that should help you out somewhat here. So you should feel your body getting lightened up a little bit here. Remember, you're here to experience life, but you're not here to be mind-controlled. And next we're going to do another one. So this is with your body. Now, naturally you have a spirit, and the spirit, how is it controlled? Well, we know that people do psychic attacks on you. We know that witches and warlocks do spells and curses on your spirit, hold it hostage through mind control into the dark universes, etc. But what we're going to do now is another one. This one here is your parallel lifetimes. So a parallel lifetime is the dark side, which I should say is beings that have no spirit or soul in their body. And it could also be people that were created like you with the spirit, but they turn to the darkness and are also using that energy to deceive you. But the main thing is, this is the parallel lives that the dark side created, and these are cloned planets. They're like the Earth, and also they have people like yourself living there, a body like you, and maybe all of your friends. So the way they live on you, to suck your energy out of you, we'll say, is to take the traumas that you can experience, and they take that spirit energy and start living on it. So the more lifetimes the dark side can put you into, the more mileage you're going to get out of your poor little spirit, and it runs ragged. If you naturally wake up at night with nightmares and stuff, you're living a parallel life. If you had a deja vu, when you say, wow, this happened to me, I just had a glimpse of this here, well, you're actually getting a bleed through from a parallel lifetime. And you're actually conscious of what you went through. because you're actually doing the same thing twice, or maybe more than twice. Remember, the light only works in the now. You only have one life in the now from the light. You go to one planet, you have one lifetime. You're not a multidimensional being living in many, many lives at once, or thousands of them. That's what the New Agers tend to talk about, is that you're a multidimensional being living in the universe with all these lifetimes. That's not true. That's the dark side information. That way they can validate with your self-fulfilling prophecy that you are living parallel lifetimes. Light only gives you one life in the now. That's it, period. So here we go. I'm going to take you out of some parallel lifetimes, and this is going to cause you to have more spirit in your body, and you may be able to sleep a little bit easier. And again, there's thousands of these here. Most people who have this clearing for the first time in their life are able to have a really nice, restful sleep. And another thing with parallel lives, if you ever woke up in the morning and you feel completely exhausted or tired or like you ran miles, got no rest, or maybe you have bruises on your body or cuts, well, that's from these lifetimes. Your spirit brings them back to you, and this gets imprinted into your body, then your body experiences that trauma, and it can turn into something physical. So here we go. Do 10 lifetimes for you. Again, just think of a physical illness, a condition that you're dealing with, that you could be experiencing maybe in 100 lifetimes in the dark side planets, which I mean is the Earth planets here, okay, that are cloned Earths. And then I'll do other planets that we know nothing about. So here we go. First planet release, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seventh release, eighth release, ninth release, and tenth release. So you should feel a complete change of energy right now, that you're now taking out of those dark side planet lifetimes, like the one you're living now. And I'm going to take you now out of the dark side planets. These are planets that you know nothing about, but you have a life there, okay? The life of darkness. So here we go. Same process. One release, two release, three release, four release, five release, six release, seven release, eight release, nine release, and ten release. I'll let you contemplate this here. You may want to just get up and stretch, see how your body feels, and I'll see you back in about a minute. Okay, hopefully you're feeling much better right now. We'll do another healing sample here for everyone. And I'm going to take you out of some of your past lifetimes here on this planet here. This will be what I call the sensory clearing. So again, think of a physical condition that you're dealing with. And naturally, this is what's recycling in you from the past. We'll just see if we can release it from you or give you some reprieve here. So I'm going to go back, pick some numbers up here. I'll go back to 2200 BC, and then we'll go back from there. So here we go. Just think of your condition and just see what happens to you. 2200 BC, 2300 BC, 2400 BC, 2500 BC, and 2600 BC. There we go. So just see how your body feels with that. And this did a clearing on that for you. And you may feel your body changing frequencies, changing energies. Remember, what we deal with here with the mind is all darkness energies. And this is the mind control energy from the dark side. So we don't have any real free choice here, free will. If you think about having a clear thought recently, it's very hard to get one. A lot of people have to write down what they want to do each day, otherwise they're going to forget about it because the mind control is very strong, especially the last few years here, because we're closing in on the ascension time, which is why Jesus came, which is why the light ship is here now, to help people who actually hear the call who want to do the ascension process. I have many shows on the archives here on BBS Radio, so if this kind of intrigues you, you may want to go and get onto the archives and just take a listen. Some people who listen for the first time, their mind kind of goes off on them when they go, what's he talking about? And as you start hearing more and more shows, you start connecting the dots. Remember, the dots are what you want to connect. Kind of like the song from Jethro Tull, Thick as a Brick, I can make you feel, but I can't make you think. So hopefully I'm making you think. And then my other favorite song is the one from the Eagles, Hotel California. And part of the lyrics are, we're programmed to receive. And you can figure that one out very easily here. You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. Well, that's the earth plane here. And the ascension time is when you can leave here. So the light ship came here, became activated to help us February of 2005, and it's doing the universal shift, which is what we call it. It's the ascension for the whole universe of light. So for the newcomers, the way that works is the whole universe of light is actually turned off when they choose to do so. And that allows the darkness to fall out, disconnect from the universe of light. And then the light ship gathers all of its frequencies that it created. And it's sort of like musical chairs. And for you, it's the opportunity for you before that to clean out your body so that your spiritual blueprint of your physical body can do the ascension. So in a sense, it kind of goes on to, say, the coat rack. And your blueprint is there. And your spirit then comes to you and says, well, can I energize the body fully for the next go-around of the next 2,000-year cycle? Well, if you have any densities in you, it doesn't want to go into densities like it does now, right now with you, because it's too painful. So your blueprint is just put on the shelf if it can't, and your spirit then can also go on and go to another life form. But the gift to you right now is, are you willing to do the work to do the ascension process for your body? So I say, how much do you love your body? Your body's been here for a long, long time. It's very tired, and it would love to have what Jesus talked about, we'll say, is eternal life, everlasting life. This is what it is. So, you know, how much do you love your body? Are you willing to do the work to clean out the densities, which is your genetic cellular memory, the judgments of your ancestors, so that your spirit can fully come into your body? And that's up to you. The light ship does not judge you, whether you can or you can't, because your spirit's going to move on regardless. But it's up to you how much you love your body. Remember, it's been here in its genetic form for a long, long time. So this is the whole process of ascension. So if you believe in the teachings of Jesus, then you may want to do that process this time around. But lightship doesn't judge you, doesn't care what kind of religious background you have. People ask me to say, well, gee, what if my friend committed suicide? Are they going to be able to do the ascension with the spirit? Well, it doesn't make any difference. The lightship doesn't judge if you killed yourself or not. You know, it's just a way to get out of here. Maybe the body was too traumatized, so it had to leave that way. It doesn't care if you're a lesbian or a gay person. You know, there's no judgment like that the light ship has on anything and anybody. Because remember, your spirit inside of you is divine. And this is the whole process. So most of the religious teachings here are, like I said, from the Galactic Federations, brought to us through the mass consciousness of mind control and collective consciousness. This is what people talk about when they talk about Akashic Records. That's all here on the earth plane. It has nothing to do with the creation light ship's information. You cannot go there to get it anyway. And so we're actually in a pool of extraterrestrial mind control energy, and they tell us what they want us to believe and think. So you want to get out of that by going into your heart. This is your only safeguard, is to go to your heart and to bring the energy from your heart. The heart is where the light is, and the light only will draw light to it. It will not allow darkness to come into yourself. So let me check out the fast chat here real quick here. Anything is on here. We'll do another lightship healing here. So let's Let's do one from past lives here. And let's do a physical pain past life healing, okay? I just did one earlier here. This is for this life. So let's pick a pain that you occurred, you know, inside of your body. Remember, these things are still inside of you even though you don't live that lifetime, because your body's made up of these densities. So I'm going to pick a time just out of my hat here. We'll go back 25,000 years ago. So your conscious mind saying, holy cow, how can the pain be with me for 25,000 years? So here we go. 25,000 years ago, released. This is pain out of the pain body. 25,100 released, 200 released, 300 released, 400 released, 500 released, 600 released, 700 released, 800 released, 900 released, and 26,000 years. Here we go. So take a deep breath, do a body scan, and just see how your body is responding. I'll put you on mute for about a half a minute. And again, you might want to get up and walk, do a body scan, and just see how you feel. Okay, so I have a question about, can I scan a person and see what kind of healing they need? Well, the light ship needs you to work, and I use the word needs, you to work on your emotional body clearing first, okay? I have many clearings that's listed on my list of services, and I have the initial set listed, which is what you want to look at first of all. If you look at all of it, you're going to become very overwhelmed. And these healings only came about the last year or so because people needed to have more help in the healing here of their bodies. So we're in pretty bad shape here. Remember, the ETs did this to us through mind control. So the first thing that you have to have, must have, is your emotional body clearing. This clears this lifetime of traumas. And this clearing basically does a whole lot for you. It puts you into the present moment for almost everybody who's done it. Remember, if you look upon your past right now, what's going to come up is what's kind of on the plate in front of you, which is all of your stuff, all of your traumas. And you keep recycling these traumas day after day, you know, throughout your whole lifetime. And they only intensify more and more. It's like going to a movie theater, a big cinema, and as you walk into each door for a different movie, it's the same plot with different characters. This is how you live your life. And so those will never go away from you until you have this clearing done. Like I said, it takes about 1 hour to do. The price is $5 times your age. So that's the sliding scale that I have. If you're over 60, those years are free to you. So here we go. Just think of a situation. We're going to do another clearing here. And this clearing is going to be, trying to see what we want to do. Let me pull my sheet out here. So the light ship wants to do for you. We'll do an object cording. You may go, what is objects? Well, there are objects that connect to you. Remember, this is all mind control stuff. Maybe somebody connected you with an object. Some people have had energetic objects thrown into their bodies, swords, knives, etc. You might be corded to a physical object here on the planet. Maybe you saw something that you really loved. Could be even be a car. You see, that's an object. And so each time you see a particular car, you're drawn to have that car, and you may want to buy that car because it's with you. Energetically. So we're going to take you and release you from some of these objects here. So you might want to think of something. If not, just allow the energy to work. So I'm going to go back 5 days in your life and do a release from you, from these objects here. What they are, I cannot tell you. But you may feel a release and have more energy flowing with you. So here we go. Object clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. We'll do another clearing. People have anxieties. Here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. So like I said, the first thing you want to have done for yourself is the emotional trauma clearing. This gets rid of most of your stuff so you can live in the present moment. And when you look upon your past life in this lifetime, all the events that you normally have recycled continuously are released from you. The light chip will never take away the experience, but it has never intended you to have traumas. That's what the dark side wanted you to have. This is what they live on. Remember, you're just here to be a creative being, to express creativity, not to experience traumas and dramas in your life. So our time is kind of ending here. If you like what we did so far, we have a special healing session on the light ship this coming Saturday, which is the 15th. It's a four-hour light ship healing. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, California time. Then add 3 hours to that, 7 o'clock if you're back east. And you want to get water to have charged up. We do 7 containers of water. And so that's a very wonderful call. It's on a conference call line. Just call in. If you're interested, give me an email or just call me up on the phone. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Our next show is going to be on Wednesday. And again, it'll be much like this one here where we do sample healings. And if you want to type in a request, we can do healings with that too. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And the whole process here is to get you into your body, more with your spirit for the ascension process, and not to go outside of yourself. Remember the word pray, P-R-A-Y. When you pray outside of yourself, you're at pray, P-R-E-Y, to the energies that you are praying to. These are ET energies, not the divine. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Goodbye, everybody.